The producer of our show is from New Jersey. So were William Carlos Williams, Frank Sinatra, Bruce Springsteen, and Albert Einstein, just briefly. So we don't make New Jersey jokes here. This season, both the New Jersey Devils hockey team and the New Jersey Nets basketball team are playing for their respective championships. And just this week, the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry was presented to Paul Muldoon, a humanities professor at Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey. And he joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Muldoon.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, I hear you roll your R. It doesn't sound like you're from Bayonne.
Well, not exactly. I'm from Ireland and brought up in Northern Ireland. I've lived in New Jersey, though, for many years.
I'm told that the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry has been awarded to New Jersey writers in 3 of the last 4 years. Is there something in the water there?
Well, I'm sure there's something in the water, but whether or not it...
I meant, is there something good in the water? This was not any kind of cesspool joke.
But, of course, that's the reputation which New Jersey has. We don't generally associate poetry with New Jersey, that's to say an industrial or post-industrial landscape. We do still tend to associate poetry with the countryside. So, of course, some of the great poets of New Jersey, I'm thinking of William Carlos Williams, for example, wrote brilliantly about the industrial landscape that's more often than not associated with the state. I'm very struck by the fact that it's the Garden State, because my father was, of all things, a truck farmer, as so many people who lived in this part of the world were. So I feel a particular closeness, and I feel a great closeness to it for another rather obvious reason, perhaps, and that is that so many Irish people were involved in the building of this state, in the building, for example, of the Delaware and Raritan Canal, the canal that runs through the state. So many of them died in the process of digging it by hand or by foot. They were drunk most of the time, it seems, because there was no other way they could have got through the day. So I'm very conscious of the spirits of those Irish men, mostly men, and I still hear them as I'm driving along or walking along the canal, however fanciful it might sound.
Could we hear you read something from Moisand and Gravel?
Delighted. There's a little poem set along the banks of the canal. It's a poem about a loaf of bread on one hand and about looking through a hole in a wall on the other. The loaf. When I put my finger to the hole, they've cut for a dimmer switch in a wall of plaster, stiffened with horse hair. It seems I've scratched a 200-year-old itch with a pink and a pink and a pinky pick. When I put my ear to the hole, I'm suddenly aware of spades and shovels turning up the gain, all the way from Raritan to the Delaware, with a clink and a clink and a clinky click. When I put my nose to the hole, I smell the floodplain of the canal after a hurricane, and the spots of green grass where thousands of Irish have lain, with a stink and a stink and a stinky stick. When I put my eye to the hole, I see one holding horse dung to the rain, in the hope, indeed, indeed, of washing out a few whole ears of grain, with a wink and a wink and a winky wick. And when I do at last succeed in putting my mouth to the horsehair-fringed niche, I can taste the small loaf of bread he baked from that whole seed, with a link and a link and a linky lick.
Mr. Muldoon, thanks so much.
Not at all. It's a pleasure, and I hope it makes some sense.
This year's winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry, Paul Muldoon, a proud New Jerseyite. Doesn't he sound it?
When first I started to roam, I traveled far away from Bayonne.